From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. lawmakers consider the Iran nuclear deal. Top Obama administration officials face tough questioning in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry urged members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Thursday to accept it.
The choice we face is between an agreement that will ensure Iran's nuclear program is limited, rigorously scrutinized, and wholly peaceful,
Congress,
or no deal at all.
Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made an unannounced visit to Baghdad Thursday as Iraqi forces prepare an assault on militants holding Ramadi, a key stronghold of the Islamic State group. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Carter is visiting Iraq to see what the U.S. can do to improve the security situation. The next major move for the Iraqi government, supported by a U.S.-led coalition, is the retaking of Ramadi, a strategic city held by ISIS.
Iraqi security forces are positioning themselves in various locations around Ramadi in an ascent to place a noose around the city.
He says between 1,000 and 2,000 militants are believed to be holding Ramadi, but that their supply lines are being cut off by Iraqi troops. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
President Barack Obama is taking a trip to Ethiopia and Kenya, where he will highlight growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He arrives Friday in Kenya, where he'll be attending the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Later, Mr. Obama will become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. Human rights groups are urging him to use his upcoming trip to emphasize fundamental human rights. This is VOA News.